Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 1, Episode 4, The Hermit.
Refuge Council Hall.
David, what you're talking about is madness.
It's the only way.
But we don't have the people.
We have the people. We have guns. We've lived shelled up in this refuge for 15 years, and what's it gotten us?
15 years of peace. That's peace, right? During the most chaotic times the world has ever known.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
The world broke, but we weren't broken. But this, Prophet coming after all these years and turning the dwellers on us, it's too much. We can't go after Prophet, but we know where to find the dwellers. We need to act where we can.
We can't!
We can! I'm a soldier, I can lead us. What do you say?
Do what you gotta do, but you're on your own. Who wants to volunteer?
I'll go.
Oh. Chris, what? You just...
As far as I'm concerned, David's still my superior officer. I don't have to agree, but I can follow his orders.
This is poison, what's happening tonight. The refuge cannot be broken.
Listen to what he says, our very own doctor.
We're already broken. Come, any of you who will stand, we must march for what we cherish. Anyone?
David, this is not the way. We need to rebuild, not retaliate.
That's right.
You keep building. We'll be back soon enough.
Oh, I can't.
The woods.
Mom, wait up.
Come on, kid. You're gonna let an old fogey beat you.
Mom, we've been going all night.
Not as fast as they've been going. Look, this isn't playtime anymore. This is life and death. Whenever John's involved...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just tired.
I thought I raised you harder than that. Come on! What? Oh, Luke. I'm sorry.
Why do you have to be like that? You and David both.
Be like what?
You treat me like a little kid.
That's how you act, Luke.
This isn't easy.
No crap. You think it's easy for any of us?
Yeah, but you don't have to be so mean.
Is that what it is? You don't like getting picked on? If you think that's bad, wait till you see what you're getting into.
I miss my real mom.
I'm sorry we couldn't do more for her, Luke.
You never treat me like I really belong.
We can go slower. Is that what you want? Ugh. Come on, child.
On the river.
We need to call it. It's getting too dark.
Come on. Just give me the next bend.
I've given you 3 of those.
One more.
It's opening up. We're out of the woods.
Hardly. Quiet!
But that was...
Look, we need to get through here. This is a nasty portage. Paddle!
John, there are cars. They're everywhere. They're all stacked up.
Doomsday Fortress, we used to call it. Quiet. Get out.
John, what is that?
It's a hydro mill. The bad kind. Made out of old car radiators.
Who built it?
Someone you don't want to meet. Help me with a boat. Maria!
I'm trying!
Push!
John, why are we doing this? This late?
Trying to get by unnoticed.
John, what's that?
Oh, it's new. What it is.
It's got barbed wire on top, John. It goes straight over to that mill thingy.
Yeah. Must not have liked me sneaking past.
John?
We have to go over it, Maria.
But there's barbed wire.
Got a leather vest. That should help.
Well, you came prepared.
Half of what I want, but a few things. All right. Okay. Age before beauty.
Huh?
That means I go first. You spot me. Sturdy.
John!
It's nothing. It's a small gash. I cut my leg going down. I've had worse.
Yeah?
A little old to be jumping fences. Maria, pass the canoe. Around the other side there.
Around the hydro thingy?
Yeah, be careful not to bang it up.
Okay.
Come on, a little more, Maria.
I'm trying!
Push! Okay. It survived. These old towns were built rugged. Your turn, Maria.
Okay.
Just hoist it on over.
I'm trying.
Not so fast, Lassie.
No!
I knew you'd be back, Con-stealer. They get a whiff of the goods every Con-stealer come back.
John! John!
Shut it. I wouldn't go for your gun. I got a higher caliber, son.
You son of a...
Don't like your mouth either, boy.
All right, no. In here, little lady.
No.
Yes, sir. No. Ain't seemed like a fine little piece like that in many a year. Seems funny shame to feed you to the pigs.
No.
Now, you don't get yourself in no trouble now, because I got a few chores to do, and it seems like I'm going to be up for the night anyway. You sit down there and you think about what you've done.
Don't you break that gate! Get back! Back! John! Where the hell are you, John?
The Soup Underneath Corinth, a place of solace for those who find comfort in darkness. Underground, one can hide from the prying eyes and whispering tongues of the Republic. But one finds stranger things, too.
Back in the soup, after all this time?
Verily, verily I say unto you, whosoever accepteth the Lord Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
For he who forsaketh sin and accepteth the Lord, the blessings shall rain down upon him. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I could barely hear that. I'm talking hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I hear you. I hear a wicked sinner ready to turn his ways. Where are you, son?
Here. Down here.
Sinner, I don't know what you've done, but you can forget it all if you're ready to take the Lord Jesus into your heart.
Jesus. Now that's a name I haven't heard in a long year.
He's been waiting for you. Will you accept him?
What does that mean?
It means you change your destiny. From suffering endless torment in the bowels of hell to a life in paradise. Everlasting.
That sounds pretty good.
All the good ones? They're gone already. For the rapture. I stayed here to help those like you along. We're stuck here till the day Jesus returns
That is the horror. But not forever. For when Jesus comes, it will be a beautiful day. The crypts will open.
The crypts?
Oh, yes. The crypts will open, and the dead will walk again. And the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. It will be a beautiful day.
The devil.
Tell me you don't know who it is.
The Republic. Yeah, I know. So you'll stand against them?
We will strike them down with the sword of Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Good.
So, you're ready to take Jesus into your heart?
I am.
All right. Then here are the words. What's your name?
Lucian.
Lucian. Well, Lucian, listen to me. And listen like you never heard any other words in your life.
Okay.
Okay. Repeat after me. Lord, I, Lucian, here and now repent my sins and say I do believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as my Lord and Redeemer.
Lord, I, Lucian, here and now repent my sins and say I do believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as my Lord and Redeemer.
I do believe you bled and died to save me from my wicked ways.
I do believe you bled and died to save me from my wicked ways.
And today I accept your blessed gift.
And today I accept your blessed gift.
That I might live forever in paradise, in glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm glad I found you.
Where are we going?
We're looking for something.
This is a hard part of the soup. You sure you know where you're going?
You may abandon fear when you travel with the Lord Jesus. Come.
Don't move.
Hey now. Who is that?
Amos of the Underground. You are trespassing.
We mean you no harm.
Get out. This is my block of the soup.
Child, we are on important business. God's work.
I mean it. I can hurt you.
How can you? Child! What is that?
A steel shooter, and I can aim it at your eyes.
You don't know what you say, child.
I do. You'll hurt me just like all the others.
We're not here to hurt. We're here to free you.
Yeah?
To free you from the burden you carry, child. To give you to the hands of the Lord. He can carry that weight. Wouldn't you like that?
What are you talking about?
Tell me. It doesn't hold you down. Everything you carry.
You're crazy, mister.
For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you know the name of Jesus?
I...
Come, child. Lay your burden down.
What do you want?
You just need to say a few words.
Okay.
And tell me this. Where did you find that steel shooter? From a train car, right? What if I told you that was mine? I would greatly appreciate its return. And so would the Lord.
Okay.
Good. We will feed you, you know. Jesus cherishes your soul. We can feed your body.
Yeah?
There's bounty for all in heaven. What's your name?
Amos.
Amos. It's a good name. Amos, how do you like cornbread?
Huh?
Baked fresh yesterday. Will you break bread with me?
You serious?
I'm serious.
Let me see that.
It's good.
You're not trying to poison me.
I want to nourish you, child.
That is good.
Amos. No. You want to go to the next level, right? To be with Lord Jesus when you die?
Sure.
So repeat after me. Lord, I, Amos, here and now repent my sins.
Lord, I, Amos, here and now repent my sins.
I do believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as my Lord and Redeemer.
I do believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as my Lord and Redeemer.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
North, the barn of the pig farmer Tully. When the world fell, it was not inherited by the meek. For every good person who survived through wits and determination, there were 10 who did so by killing their neighbors. Tully is not an evil man. He's never killed a single person who didn't walk on his property first. And he's never eaten a single person either. His pigs, on the other hand, are incredibly fat and have a taste for human blood.
One. Hands and... God!
Oh! Pig! 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 Pig!
You like corn husk, don't ya? Corn cob too! Hungry, ain't ya? Too bad. Too bad you gotta keep your appetite for something special. Real special, huh?
Where am I?
You shut up till I talk to you first. Let's see if you can answer my questions now.
No!
Tell me where you come from.
Oh, ow! Please!
Haven't started yet, little girl. You know my pigs is hungry.
You're hurting me!
I wouldn't stick my hand in there. Oh, you got it now. You give little piggy a snack and he wants the whole meal.
My finger!
Come on, you dumb kid. Where'd you come from?
North!
North, huh? Hey, what is North? You live with that man? He your dad? Or maybe your special friend?
No!
You're too pretty to be loose in the wilderness. You come from Good Ranch. You still got all your teeth. No, not all your fingers.
No.
Quit your crying, girl. You quit it, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Why?
Why? Why you got to trespass on my property, little girl? Why you gotta go after Tully's corn? Tully, the only farmer saved it non-genetic before the war. Now everybody wants his corn. But you can't have it. None of you can.
Please!
I hate that word.
No.
Please, 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 don't do this, don't do that, old Tully. All of them want forgiveness, but none of them don't eat the corn. If you eat the corn, what my pigs gonna eat? I tell you, it's one big circle. You can't eat people. That'd be cannibalizing. Some do it, but Tully don't. I ain't stooping that low. But if you get to hog to do the work first, why, there ain't nothing wrong with eating the hog. Now, what'd you go and do that for? I didn't say we were feeding you. You're too pretty. Old Tully, he could use a little missy like you around.
Get away from me.
Well, it's me or the hogs, little girl. Which do you want?
Get away!
You little witch. You witch. We will eat you now. Come on, throw me! Show little girl why she ought to took Tully instead of you.
No! No!
Maria!
John!
Move, for God's sake!
I'm caught on a... Get off of me!
Hello, Maria!
I'm coming!
Get back here, corn stealer!
Come on, Maria, get down!
Oh. Hey, get off! Get off, I say! You know my sin!
Hi, help me!
You know my sin! Get off! Get off!
Back in the soup.
Just along here. I found it yesterday.
It stuck pretty well. Help me. Not you, Amos, the big guy.
Okay.
Got it.
Look at all that.
Guns. Hell's fire.
What do we want with all that?
To live in this world, we must wage war as the world does. Our faith will sustain us, but the guns, they'll make the others listen.
There's so many.
We need to carry what we can. I doubt these will be left here long. Amos, you know the quickest way to the surface, outside the city?
You mean towards the water? Yeah.
We're going to go there. You don't have to carry the steel shooters if you don't want to. But we'll need help.
Okay.
Okay, you start. I'm still looking for something.
Elsewhere in the soup.
My first duty as a follower of Saul was to take them back to the soup. Down the dark tunnels to where... to where things shattered for me. Looking for the thing which we thought was so precious to John. Yet just like me, he left it behind.
Where is it, Zeke?
This is it. Where we were attacked.
I'm so sorry for that. That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Captain.
Who are these people?
Friends, Zeke.
It was you, wasn't it? You told them where to find
Shh.
Us.
Zeke, mind your words. We all feel upset from time to time, but we can't take back what we say.
They are. They're the soldiers.
Listen to me very closely, Zeke. These people, they take orders from me, not from anybody else. When I say they're here to support our mission, I mean they are here for you and me. Do you understand?
Maybe.
Let me show you. Officer.
Yes, Captain.
At all costs, protect Zeke. He is one of us.
Yes. Protect the child.
One of who?
The real force, Zeke. You'll see. But please, could you focus? Where are the goods?
Someone must have moved it. The car with the nuclear stuff. It didn't go with John. The others, you know, the ones who didn't get caught. They're still out here, right? Maybe down this tunnel. This leads deeper into the soup.
Does this sound right to you, men?
I don't know any better.
Very well. Zeke, lead on.
Someone's coming.
Okay. That is our mark. Lucian, start pushing the cart.
Okay.
Amos, lead the way.
But you.
I need to address what's coming.
There's someone there. Stop! Stop! You listen to what I say, not your idiot reflexes. Who goes there?
Who do you think, devil? What's so funny?
You're still so trivial, Paul. When I heard out of the West, I scarcely believed.
God will wipe the wickedness off your face.
Oh, come on, Paul. What is wickedness? You are here for the same reason I am.
I only wish to protect myself from your wicked people. The Lord has put these weapons here for the righteous, but his true wrath is not to be found.
Riddles, Paul! Stupid riddles! I'm afraid I don't trust the Lord. I'd like to look myself.
I wouldn't do that.
I've got 12 men, Paul. Don't screw around.
The Lord will protect me.
From a dozen men?
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
Paul,
I shall fear no
Paul! Reason. Open fire!
Amos, Lucian, are you clear?
Yes.
Then may God's holy wrath strike down these infidels.
Live by the sword and die!
Outside Tully's house.
John. John. All right. So peaceful.
hall. You can almost imagine it was a dream. Except, what happened last night? I'll check the house. Nice sign. Nothing in here is worth your life. Well, don't I feel welcome? Hello? Hello? Maria, get a hold of yourself. Whoa, look at all of this. What? Whoremill? All of these cans? I wonder what this stuff is. Oh, this place is a disaster. Well, the man liked his guns and all these screens. You were a nut, Tully. Hello? Who's there? Hello?
Hello. Hi. Hey.
Hello. Oh my God. Oh, what happened to you?
Please.
No! No, no!
Maria. Maria! Maria! What's going on? Who's that? Maria! 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 Maria!
Okay, one step. Another. Maria. Okay, careful now. Come on, it's just a bit further.
Maria! Who's... Oh my God, is he okay?
I found him. He was locked up
his
in there.
His leg!
I know!
Hey, help me put him over here.
Okay. That man was a monster, John.
I know.
Then why? Why did you bring me here?
Look, the world is full of monsters, Maria. I'm sorry.
Maria!
Mom!
Oh! Oh, Maria, thank God! What happened to you?
It's complicated.
John.
Sam.
What the hell happened here?
Sam.
Tell me! For God's sake, someone tell me!
In the soup, Saul searches for Prophet's treasure.
I don't like it, but I think he was right.
Then Prophet did make off with it. Everything. Well, no matter. We'll hunt him down. Zeke. My dear boy, are you okay? Zeke? What's wrong?
Nothing.
It's not your fault. Who could imagine the fool would have such a flair for the dramatic? The goods he destroyed were nothing. There's an opportunity to redeem yourself, yet you're not beyond the point of forgiveness, please. You can't imagine that I have such a hard heart. There's still plenty of ways you can make up for this unfortunate set of events.
The refuge.
Hmm?
That's where he said he'd go if he ever tried to run. The refuge.
And you know where that is?
No.
Ah, well, that may be all we need. Thank you, Zeke.
I hate him.
I know. And I love you for it. Come on, boy.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.